Hello, this is Ed with Nutrition World. I remember the moment I finished reading the book, The Divided Mind by Dr. Sarno, and in a flash I realized that I may have missed one of the most critical issues that influences our health, pain, and disease. Being a student of nutrition and holistic principles for almost four decades, has taught me so many valuable lessons regarding health. I have actively utilized this knowledge to assist so many others on their journey to be free of disease and pain and to recreate health after disease. However, what I'm about to tell you may prove to be the most influential force on your health compared to all other known factors, yet does not actually involve the nutrition or foods that I normally speak of. The truth is that I missed this theory completely for many years, and mainly because I was not looking for it. But once I observed it, the results of this discovery made me hooked on it, and I knew it was my responsibility to share it with others. I have lived my entire life touting my confidence in the power of healthy foods and nutrients to decrease disease and extend quality of life. I will continue to hold firm in this solid belief because it's of its validity and importance, and it is undeniable. However, watching far too many individuals become unhealthy for no apparent reason over my four decades of counseling clients has forced me to search for the missing link for an explanation. Well, Dr. Sarno revealed this information to me in his writings. Dr. Sarno has spent 50 years practicing rehabilitative medicine in New York University Medical Center. He was one of the few visionary healers who looked where others were unable or unwilling and ventured into uncharted waters despite massive peer pressure telling him he was wrong. To explain Dr. Sarno's theories, I must first confess that I am 100% convinced our body speaks in its own language and in its attempt to communicate to our conscious mind. Each cell has its own intelligence. The words it uses, since it does not have vocal cords, will be sensations, discomfort, and pain. This makes perfect sense from the perspective of history. For thousands of years, we had to rely only on pain sensations to prevent further injury if we were hurt. However, what I have learned is that often these chronic issues of pain and disease have been hijacked for another purpose that has zero connection to assisting us in our healing, and that involves our hidden emotions. Dr. Sarno has thousands of case histories of patients where chronic pain and illness is forced into the body by what is known as repressed emotions. Don't let the word emotions trigger you to stop reading this article, because it feels like psychobabble. But I can promise you that Dr. Sarno's theories are very effective and credible. The crux of Dr. Sarno's ideas revolve around the difficulty and pain of most living creatures to express unresolved emotions, anger, and trauma to themselves or to others. When we cannot allow our emotions to be openly expressed, we push them down into a dark hiding place, and the way the psyche processes this is by creating pain somewhere in the body as a distraction. The purpose of the mind's method is to create this pain in order to prevent us from feeling the hurtful and unprocessed emotions of the past. If you can remember nothing else, remember that repressed anger creates a horrific dragon within us that will produce pain and poor health in your body. Finding the courage to excavate some of these demons can create a level of quality of health and joy unknown to most people today. Here's an example of Dr. Sarno's methods. Barbara has been married several years to the love of her life, Richard. They enjoyed each other's company very much and spent most of their free time traveling and enjoying their time together. After the birth of their first child, they were forced to radically change their life habits because of the reality of parenting. Somewhere around the first year of chronic lack of sleep, ear infections in the child, and all the normal responsibilities that come with child rearing, Barbara started experiencing chronic pain most of her time. It started in her knee and sometimes would include a burning in her lower back that prevented her from any strenuous activities and sometimes forced her to stay totally inactive at home. The visits to regular physicians produced the normal anti-inflammatory prescriptions and diagnostic tests. These tests revealed a modest bulging in her back and a recommendation for possible surgery. Despite drugs, the pain remained. What Barbara found odd, however, was that the pain would move around at times. Sometimes the knee pain would cease, but within days, another pain would show up somewhere else. So she made an appointment to see Dr. Sarno. Dr. Sarno made it very clear to her that almost all of her pain was most likely from repressed anger and frustration within the subconscious mind. She was totally unable to speak out or admit to herself that she was deeply angry and resentful because her life had changed so drastically because of having her child. Our society frowns on being truthful with our emotions if we are good, kind people. How dare she speak out or admit that she is just plain mad that she has no time for herself or her husband any longer? When Barbara counseled with Dr. Sarno, it became apparent to her that he was speaking the truth. Realizing all of her physical pains were being produced intentionally by her subconscious for the purpose of distracting her from her emotional repressed anger, the pain ceased within days. This is not an uncommon story, and I personally have witnessed it dozens of times in individuals. I want to finish this story with a recommendation for a program that Nutrition World is co-sponsoring on mindfulness that can radically change your life for the better. And this is something that is resonating with Dr. Sarno's methods in certain ways. And it involves not only your health and reducing pain, but how to connect with true happiness and finding joy in your life. The program addresses delving into our honest heart and helps us reconnect with our authentic self. And this is one of the key principles of Dr. Sarno and his success with patients. I met a gentleman several months ago named Rod Francis, and he is a most genuine, passionate, and honest individual. He also is a teacher of happiness and mindfulness. Being a student of meditation myself for 4 decades has taught me the negative consequences of not realizing how to be present and joyful in our daily life. This is not an easy journey, as it takes discipline, direction, and courage for us to achieve this goal. I am very excited to tell you about Rod's upcoming series offered here at Nutrition World, which may be an answer for those seeking honest instruction in this area. Rod will be offering a 5-week course called 5 Steps to Greater Mindful Happiness. I encourage you to look further if you are intrigued by this and are drawn to it. And please click on the links in order to sign up or to learn more. All the best to everyone. Good health to all. This is Ed Jones. Thank you.